أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله. صدق الله العظيم. As explained that this is the most perfect form of eloquence and composition, and this is the height of it which the Quran Sharif has shown how the composition of the whole Surah Baqarah was from the start, the middle of it, and the various aspects, and then finally the beautiful ending which encapsulates everything that was said before. One particular thing which was also mentioned in Surah Baqarah is the ayat لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That ayat is about exactly in the half of Surah Baqarah. In the first half of Surah Baqarah, moreover, Allah Ta'ala explained about the Yahud, Bani Israel, and all the evil and wrongdoings, and which had a lot to do with regard to our imaniyat, that we must not have that type of attitude and will of the Bani Israel, of the Jews, but we must be sincere and true to Allah Ta'ala. From Laysal Birra, then Allah Ta'ala explained a'mal which are necessary for the Ummah. So this whole surah is extremely beautiful, very beautiful. Therefore, a lot of virtues have been mentioned of Surah Baqarah also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and also many sahaba, great people, should read this whole surah in one rakat because of the immense benefits and the teachings which are in there. The starting of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For Allah alone belongs whatever there is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. We also belong to Allah Ta'ala, and whatever we see around us, whatever we are using, Allah alone is the creator of all these things. And Allah is alone the real owner and possessor. Even our wealth, our own things, really belong to Allah Ta'ala. It does not belong to us. لِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything finally returns back to Allah Ta'ala and belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So if that realization can come into us that we belong fully to Allah, everything belongs to Allah. And everything has to be used according to the owners, how the owner wants it to be used. His instructions, how he wants it to be used, that is how it must be used. So that will correct our lives. Our aqidah will also become correct, that we won't have think that this belongs to me or that belongs to me. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, I was 3 years old, a little child of 3 years, and a pillow that I had, which I loved very much and always kept it. One time, I just said, my pillow. My father gave me one slap and he said, you're not even earning still in the world, and already you are saying mine. Now he says, from that time, for my whole life, this whole concept of anything belonging to me went out of me. That I don't possess, I don't own anything. Everything belongs to Allah. It is Allah's creation. Allah gave it and to Him it returned. We ourselves, whatever we have, belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, it is not permissible to donate any organs of the body. What doesn't belong to us, we got no right to donate it. It belongs to Allah. We can't have our eyes grafted for somebody else. Or our kidneys that we have a transplant done and we pass it on to somebody else. This is not permitted because it does not belong to us. That is as far as the possession of Allah Ta'ala is concerned. In front Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ. And if you make known, or agar zahir karoge apne ji ki baat, ya chupaoge usko, hisab lega uska tumse Allah. And whatever is in your heart, Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So whether you make it known, you make it zahir, or whether you hide it, Allah will take you to account for that. Allah knows everything what is in our hearts. Allah's possession, what everything belongs to Him, it is complete and perfect. Our possession is all incomplete. And Allah's knowledge is also perfect. Allah knows what we make known and what we hide. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah Ta'ala sirrakum wama akhfa in one place. That what is hidden and what is very heavily hidden. One place Allah Ta'ala says that Allah knows our secrets what are hidden. In another place what are very much hidden. Allah's knowledge is also complete. So if we get this understanding that everything we ourselves, we all belong to Allah. And Allah's knowledge is all-encompassing. Allah will take us to task. يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ Allah will take you to task for everything. So then a person will, it will become easy for him to live his life in conformity to the laws of Allah Ta'ala. A person who works for somebody and he realizes that this person is going to give me my pay and my everything of mine depends on him, then it's easy for him to obey the commandments of his boss. What he tells him to do, he does. And another person tells him, he says, you're not my boss. Why should I listen to you? You're not going to pay me. So the same way, we must know Allah is everything of ours. And we have to answer to Allah Ta'ala. And our own nafs is not our boss also. Our own nafs did not make us. We are not going to return to our nafs. Our nafs is not only blind, makes us also blind. So the nafs has got nothing. And other people are even further away. We want to please the people. We want to please the public, etc. They did not create us. To them are we not going to return. So why should we please them? Please the one Allah who has created us, to whom everything belongs. We also, who knows everything. So prepare for that accountability on the day of Qiyamah and turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.